Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion at Tuesday, July the 28th. As you can see in the text that I sent out, I have a brief quote from a rather famous ancient Christian teacher on prayer. It doesn't even matter who he was or when he lived. And this is my paraphrase. Don't wait until you are cleansed of distracting thoughts or worries before you try and pray. Because if you only pray when your mind has become perfectly calm and cleared of all worldly cares or anxieties or concerns, then, well, we'll never pray. I'm reminded of what I read recently, that just on the level of our bodies, just a little bit of exercise or changing our diet a little bit, no matter how much harm we have done or no matter how little attention we may have paid to things, our body actually starts to get better as soon as we can make small changes. We may not be able to turn the clock back 30 years in a week, but we don't have to wait for perfection. It's the same thing with prayer. I don't want us to think that prayer is something mythical or mystical or just for saints or priests or nuns or monks or anything like that. The Holy Spirit dwells within you, deeply within you. When we are baptized, we are claimed and marked by the Holy Spirit, no matter what else happens after that. So prayer is something that we don't have to wait to understand everything or to have all of the right changes in our lives. We don't have to wait for everything to get dramatically different. We can stop and pray and begin again today. We don't have to, well, to borrow from one of the great saints today, we don't have to wait until our mind is perfectly calm or perfectly clear. There's no need to wait. The best time to pray is always today. I'll say more tomorrow, but that's enough for now. Have a wonderful night.